You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 16th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go right to rumble.com right now and enter search engine Larry Connors, USA, one word. And it'll take you right to the site, open it up for the live, and subscribe. It's absolutely free, easy to get to. The Buffalo Police Commissioner continues to say, as we investigate and uncover more and more information on this shooter at Buffalo that hit that store over the weekend, targeting primarily blacks who were attending at that church, store. It's in a predominant black neighborhood. Shooting 13, only two of them were white, killing 10, before then giving himself up. And the Buffalo Police Commissioner said, he had plans to go elsewhere and kill others. So something made him change his mind after he got out of the store, put the gun to his own chin, started to pull the trigger, but then, coward that he would be, put the gun down, took off his body armor, and then waited for police to arrest him and pleading not guilty. When there's evidence that he was on hate sites prior to that with a manifesto. In fact, he was also live streaming it at the time on the online forum 4chan. That's 4chan, C-H-A-N. One user put up his post saying, I just witnessed a mass shooting at a supermarket live on Twitch. The hate-filled forum 4chan allows post anonymous. We need to crack down on that kind of stuff. We're going to get in that in more detail coming up in this next segment. President Joe Biden reacting to that shooting. Actually, Sunday at the National Peace Officers Memorial Service, ironically, on Capitol Hill. The president, Mrs. Biden, to be in Buffalo tomorrow. The shooter could have had even more deaths if it had not been for a retired police officer who was on duty at the time. He's been called a hero. He started shooting at the suspect, hit him two or three times. But he was wearing body armor, and then the gunman turned on him and killed him. Now, you might think this would be, again, another call for more gun control, more strict, so forth. The mayor of Buffalo says, I want more sensible gun control. He doesn't just say more gun control. In fact, another Buffalo, New York resident who lives near that store said, if more people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun, because it's not the gun, it's a person with a gun. You can see where he was going. Maybe somebody else could have stopped him. Of course, when he had body armor, he knew what he was going to try to do. Which, by the way, what law are you going to put in effect anyway? The gun apparently used in that attack Saturday is being now indicated that it was purchased legally at a store in another county in New York. The governor of New York says it was illegally modified. Well, he bought it legally, and it is the individual, it's not the gun. But he apparently got that legally. The same thing with the New York City subway attacker, April the 12th. He got his gun legally. In fact, I'm looking at a list of the high-profile public attacks over the last 15 years. Of how many of them acquired the guns legally. It's a full list. If you're watching on rumble.com right now, you can see how extensive this list is. I don't have time to go through it, but I can tell you that majority of them are legally acquired. Mindset is the other issue. And hate on the internet and big tech allowing that, they will not let you during COVID voice a concern about having to get a vaccine. but they allow this hate to spew if it's against parties that they're willing to see ignite others. I don't know what their intent would be quite honest. Now, here's something. Somebody's going to have some splaining to do. You hire a high-priced spokesman for your product, Matt Damon, big actor, and you've got him starring in a commercial for Crypto.com. And in the meantime, cryptocurrency crashing in value. Matt Damon made his money, but somebody's got some splaining to do. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Coming in to be closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Coming in to be closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I heard a gunshot that I knew was a gunshot and not a firecracker. So I looked up and I seen smoke. Then I seen a guy in a full army suit just shooting shots at people. And I seen a security guard running the store. And then I seen the guy go in army style, bent over, just shooting at people. And I heard him shooting at people. And then I saw three people laying down. And I didn't have a phone on me. So I was just screaming for somebody to call the police. And then he came out, he put the gun to his head, to his chin, then he dropped it, and he took off his bulletproof vest, and then he got on his hands and knees and put his hands behind his back, and then they arrested him.
That was an eyewitness to that shooting that took place at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, Saturday. 10 were killed, 3 injured. The gunman clearly went to that store, had plotted to go to that store, knowing it was in a predominantly black neighborhood. Most of the victims were black. He had been posting a 180-page diatribe about how he had been radicalized and described the attack as terrorism himself and himself as a white supremacist. He did all of that in advance of setting this in motion. And then during the shooting, he was live streaming it on a channel I mentioned, as you heard in news and commentary a moment ago, called 4chan. The number 4, the letter C-H-A-N. Now, I'm not telling you that to go look. I'm sure some of you will. Note that I'm not using the gunman's name. I'm not going to give him that kind of publicity. But I am calling this out because apparently this is used often as a forum for hate where users can post anonymously. And everything in there right now, that 180-page document, was all linked inside, or was. And the guy said, I was inspired by watching a video of the 2019 mass shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand. That had also been streamed live, if you recall. Well, Ben Decker, the CEO of Metmedica, a threat analysis company, says, quote, this is a step-by-step copycat attack of Christchurch. in both the real-world attack, planning and selecting the target, and online, coordinating the live stream and manifesto dissemination across fringe message boards. This group that this site claims has 22 million unique visitors a month, half of them in the U.S. Why the hell is that thing operating? Why the hell is that thing operating? It's been in operation since 2003. Now, they do other things, too, like you can do gaming and stuff like that. But if you know that's what is going on there, shut it down. Shut all of them down like that. The problem is big tech has been all so fast to jump on any conservative idea or Trump, and they're letting this kind of stuff hate. And I know this is a white supremacist. I understand that. And there are many are crying and say, see, there's another Trump person. No, it's not. It's another deranged person who made a point to travel to get to that store. The FBI has been to his home. They've been going through and grabbing up everything they can. He had used the website to put out that it was going to happen. And again, they can do video games and things of that nature, and says it has rules against racism, but apparently doesn't really do much to enforce. It's kind of a wild, wild west, as some are describing it. He also used the Amazon-owned service Twitch to put up the video. Thank God the copies have been pulled down. But it's clear this was domestic terrorism. Here's the Buffalo Police Commissioner.
Who brought this kind of hate to our very close-knit Buffalo community. We will not tolerate this. We will stand tall against it. We will rebound against it. We will show how strong we are. And all the members of our police department, the sheriff's department, the FBI, the state police, will continue to fight hate on a daily basis.
And we do have to fight it on a constant basis. And part of it is because there are those who want to make hate an issue, both sides, black and white, left and right. The critical race theory thing, that is another example of not using guns to create more hate and dissent, but using words and teaching, and that's not going to help anything. That doesn't heal a nation. It doesn't bring us together. It creates more division. Justice Department also obviously looking at this as a hate crime, and they know that, and they say that he apparently did have plans to go elsewhere, but after some of the shootings, then he decided to just surrender. As I'd mentioned in news and commentary, and you heard actually from the witness a moment ago, he actually decided just stop right there for some reason. You can thank God. I would. That had him put the weapon down. Well, first hold it to his own head like he was going to shoot himself, but then go ahead and just put it down and take off his bulletproof vest. This kind of stuff, it's traumatizing on so many levels. New York Governor Hochul was struggling for words as she was first responding and reacting to what had happened.
It's hard to know what to say. This is my community. I know this community well. I've walked these streets. I know the individuals who live here. The wonderful, tight-knit neighborhood. And to see that sense of security shattered by an individual, a white supremacist who has engaged in an act of terrorism and will be prosecuted as such, in a cold-hearted, cruel, calculating way. A military-style execution targeting people who simply want to buy groceries in a neighborhood store. It strikes us in our very hearts to know that there's such evil that lurks out there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it rises up from time to time. Now, again, the area where he went happens to be the highest percentage black population of any zip code in upstate New York. He knew that. That's why he targeted that area. He knew the store. Apparently, he had cased it out. He drives from his home 3.5 hours away, 3.5 hour drive to get there to go to this location, knowing that he was going to find mostly blacks to shoot. And as I was saying earlier, he was using big tech media and all that it allows you to do until suddenly somebody pulls a plug. Governor Hochul made it very clear that such operations are going to be a target of her administration, and they should be for every government and police agency in the nation.
But mark my words, we'll be aggressive in our pursuit of anyone who subscribes the ideals professed by other white supremacists, and how there's a feeding frenzy on social media platforms where hate festers more hate. That has to stop. These outlets must be more vigilant in monitoring social media content. And certainly the fact that this act of barbarism, this execution of innocent human beings, could be live streamed on social media platforms and not taken down within a second, says to me that there is a responsibility out there, and we're going to continue to work on this and make sure that those who provide these platforms have a moral and ethical, and I hope to have a legal responsibility to ensure that such hate cannot populate these sites, because this is the result.
She's absolutely on point with those remarks. Now, of course, this was not the only mass shooting over the weekend. We had a shootout at a Houston flea market, two rival gangs encountering each other. Then we also had a shooting that was going to be a mass shooting in a Laguna Woods, California church on Sunday. They had finished their service. They had a former pastor back from Taiwan visiting with them, so they were having a luncheon, posing for pictures. A man had entered earlier, identified 68-year-old of Las Vegas, Nevada, said he'd been to the church before, but no one ever recalled him, but they welcome in men. And while they're gathering to eat for lunch and pose for pictures, he opens fire. Most of the congregation is elderly, retired Taiwanese migrants with an average age of 80. He himself being 68. The only reason that came to an end as fast as it did, with only one dead and five others injured, is because he stopped to reload when he did. The visiting pastor took a chair and knocked him down, and the others grabbed him and tied him up for police. But, of course, all of this brings to the forefront again, as usual, with the left starting saying, oh, we need to look at gun control. We got to push for more gun control. I want you to hear how Chuck Todd on NBC Meet the Press tried to set up a trap, baiting it, for the Buffalo, New York mayor. Listen to this.
Mr. Mayor, to sort of see this, we have this toxic stew of this growing right-wing ideology, easy access to guns, and our permissive internet culture that sort of rewards sharing some of this violent ideas. Where do we go first? How do you make African Americans in Buffalo feel safe today? Let me start there.
Well, I would say just black Americans in Buffalo, is that your only concern? Why not all Americans? And then throwing in those words at right wing, you know where he's aiming with that. And the culture of guns, you know, again, what he's trying to do there. The mayor of Buffalo, to his credit, did not bite. So let's listen to part of Todd once again try to lead him down the path and the mayor's response.
Mr. Mayor, to sort of see this, we have this toxic stew of this growing right-wing ideology, easy access to guns, and our permissive internet culture that sort of rewards sharing some of this violent ideas. Where do we go first? How do you make African Americans in Buffalo feel safe today? Let me start there.
Well, the thing that this tragedy shows us is that this can occur anywhere. It's not just Buffalo. It's how to make people all across this country feel safe. It's not just African Americans. It's how to make people in urban America, suburban America, and rural America feel safe. The only way to do it is to really get to the point of sensible gun control in this country, to end hate speech on the internet and social media, to stop the proliferation of hateful ideology. Those are the ways that we make black people feel safe in Buffalo, that we make people feel safe all across this country.
Praise to him for not biting in and saying, yeah, it's an attack strictly on black. We have to be worried. We don't want this to happen to anyone of any color, of any gender, any race. And what did he say about gun control?
I would like to see sensible gun control. I would like to see ending hate speech on the internet.
All right. Sensible gun control. Sensible. Not lock down more restrictions because, as I pointed out in news and commentary a moment ago, the gun was purchased legally, as are most mass shooting weapons. And the mayor wants to relate the story of a hero that was killed during that shooting over the weekend. When we come back, you'll hear first from President Biden. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never ever waver.
That was President Biden Sunday addressing the shooting that took place Saturday in Buffalo, New York. And he was speaking at a police memorial in D.C. The President and First Lady are supposed to be going to Buffalo tomorrow. The President is right about the fact that we need to put a stop to all of this. But it's not, of course, an issue of gun control. It's an issue of the people that buy guns, what they do with them. Believe me, if guns were the problem, you would know it. We have enough guns in the nation for every citizen to have three or four or more, and many citizens do. It's part of the Second Amendment. You can have as many as you want. You can do it the way you want. But, of course, if you're going to take a gun and violate the law by killing someone, that's also against the law, killing someone with the intent without being threatened or anything else. People use cars to run over bicyclists, things of that nature, or pedestrians. You're not going to outlaw cars. It's the person behind the wheel that made that decision. And the gun used in this shooting at Buffalo was purchased legally. The governor of New York says, well, it might have been purchased legally, but he illegally modified it. It referenced holding how many magazines it could hold or how many bullets in the magazines. I'm not sure what she means. I don't know what. Well, the magazines in New York, by state law, can hold no more than 10 rounds. So apparently he did do something with that. But it still was not an automatic weapon. So it was not a war weapon like some have been claiming. And I'm looking, as I'd mentioned in news and commentary earlier, and some in the previous segment, I just want to drive this point home. The vast majority of high-profile public attackers over the last 15 years bought their guns legally. The Indianapolis FedEx attacker, if you recall that, back in 2021, April, the Atlanta area attacker, Parkland High School attacker, 2018. The Texas church attack, remember that one in 2017? The Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, 2017, bought legally. I keep going down through these. Orlando attacker, San Bernardino, Lafayette Movie Theater in 2015. Las Vegas cop killers in 2015. The Naval Yard attack in 2013. Gibby Giffords attacker, Congresswoman Giffords attacker, 2011. It is not a matter of more gun control. It's a matter of sensible gun control, as even the mayor of Buffalo said. We need sensible gun laws. If they want to have a limit of 10 rounds in New York in a mag, well, that's their decision on that point. I know many gun enthusiasts would say, well, why should I be limited to that? I don't really want to get into all that part of the argument over technique and ammunition and things of that nature. The bottom line is a .22 revolver, a single shot, a Derringer, used the wrong way and in a criminal way, is not the gun, it's the person. There was a person there who did see the shooting going down and stepped forward to help. He's a retired police lieutenant. He was working security. The mayor calls him a true hero.
He is someone that is very well respected by members of the Buffalo Police Department, worked at the top supermarket for several years in retirement as a security officer, and did engage the shooter, did exchange gunfire with the shooter, but the shooter was wearing body armor and a tactical helmet, and was able to withstand that and killed Lieutenant Salter, who is a hero, who tried to protect people in the store, tried to save lives, and in the process lost his own life.
Salter, true hero. Another Buffalo resident had said, you know, if more people in the store had guns and knew how to use them properly, then maybe they could have helped. Coming up, what is this administration doing to the nation? Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Love and happiness. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So this is a voting question. Even in California, are they fed up and are they going to maybe change the way they vote to look for different leadership that can bring prices down and make life affordable for them?
I wish I can lie to you and say yes, but I'm in the bluest of blue state. This state has sold its soul to the Democratic progressive left. And you know what, Sean? They don't care about average American. The working class has basically been sold out to the Green New Deal, to the progressive left. We are facing the highest gas prices ever, historic. And the Democratic leadership in California does not care.
They do not care. Those are the words of Leo Terrell, Fox News contributor, a civil rights attorney, black man, a black Republican, which is absolutely driving Democrats crazy. You cannot be a black person and be a conservative. Well, they're going to find out you can. In fact, more and more minority groups are going more conservative because this progressive left, as he said, with California and everywhere else, they're selling their soul to move forward on the progressive side. The first thing Biden did when he got in office was shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Then shut off oil and gas leases on federal lands. And then, of course, a few weeks ago, he decided, okay, let's open those up because we're in a crunch here. No kidding. But then the Interior Department backing off and saying, well, there are too many complaints from environmentalists. We're going to have to shut it down again. And oil company execs would tell you, and as I've told you before and shared with you, my dad was in the oil field business. Started as a roughneck on a rig and then became a tool pusher, which is a higher position, then up and up and up, higher and higher. Never a big suite, but, you know, overseeing fields and some offshore rigs later in Louisiana. But if my father were alive, and I wish he were, because I'd love to have him give his opinion on it. Well, I probably couldn't let him. I'd have to be beeping a lot of it. But the point being that oil companies, if they start drilling today, and even if there's a full deposit of oil, and they're not having to just test core samples to find out, it's all there. They just have to go to, it would take a year to get it into refineries and back out again. So this is not going to happen overnight. And gas prices are at $6.50 a gallon in California. And my daughter in Florida told me she bought some the other day, and it's just under $6 in Florida. That's premium. She had to buy premium for her vehicle. But we're talking about average gallons out in California at $6+. Diesel fuel approaching $7 a gallon. How many truckers are going to be able to stay on the road if they're not getting enough money for the load they're transporting? And you talk about supply chain shortage, that's going to escalate. And Terrell said, if you watch what's happening right now, this should explain to you where we need to be going. Now, before I let you hear from him directly on that, let me run down a couple of polls for you. Well, one poll in particular. This is NBC. NBC. Some of the state-controlled media. But the poll they just released shows that Biden's job approval rating plunging to a new low, just 39% of Americans supporting the job he's doing. 39%. 56 clearly disapproving. It's the lowest mark of his presidency. Only 33% approve of how he's handling just the economy. That's unchanged from March. That really hasn't changed. But what they did find is that also in this same survey, 75% of those surveyed think the nation is on the wrong track. Well, that's right. We're derailed. We're not on any track. That is the highest number of unsatisfied Americans since the nation's last notable recession in 2008. You remember 2008? It's up nearly 20 percentage points since this time last year. The NBC poll also showing 65% of U.S. adults claim their current paychecks are falling behind the rapidly rising cost of living. 65%. Say their paychecks are not keeping up. Only 6% said the family income is going up faster than the cost of living. Well, I'm happy for them. But the majority of the nation, not so much. And that's where Leo Terrell says, that's why this coming November is very important.
We are facing the highest gas prices ever. Historic. And the Democratic leadership in California does not care. They're going to ram down this climate program, this climate change down the throats of Americans. So this is the problem that we have. This is why we're hoping for relief in November. We're hoping, and I think it's very clear, save this tape, Nancy Pelosi will be retired as Speaker in November. And the key here is with hopefully a Republican Congress, we can neutralize this crazy explosion of spending and hopefully get some relief for average Americans.
Yeah. As he said, save this tape. Pelosi's going to be replaced. That is, if Republicans win control of the House, Pelosi will not be the House Speaker anymore. Her party won't be in power. She's apparently going to run. Again, all members of Congress and the House are up for re-election. She'll probably run and win, but if they don't win the House as full, she will not be back as House Speaker. In fact, she probably won't stay around much after that anyway. And then if we pick up seats in the Senate and don't lose what we have, then we won't have to face a 50-50 tie with Kamala Harris casting a deciding vote. I'm looking at a piece that appeared on CNN, talking about Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announcing, as we told you last week, about we might be seeing a half percentage point increase in interest rates, the highest in 20 years, and indicating he won't hesitate to do it again, and they're calling it a move straight out of the central bank's 1994 playbook, when the Fed last tempered the U.S. economy, executing a so-called soft landing. Morgan Stanley analyst wrote, "Eat your heart out, 1994. Party like it's 1994. And then, of course, we have supply chain issues, in particular baby formula for mothers. Congresswoman Stefanik, Republican, pointed out the other day, oh, there is baby formula available, but the Biden administration is taking a lot of it and taking it down to the border to give to illegals coming into the country. Well, Nancy Pelosi went ballistic on ABC over the week of George Stephanopoulos, how Stefanik was wrong.
Babies are crying. We need to get them food. The president is quite correct. We must do something as quickly as possible, but as safely as possible, and use caution for these babies. But we have to move quickly to do that. And part of this is, again, the supply chain issue.
It's a legitimate excuse, but it's so easy for them to fall back on. Wash their hands of it. The point Stefanik is making, of course we care about those babies at the border as well. But don't we take care of American babies first? Laura Trump on Fox over the weekend, also now a Fox contributor, talking about Pelosi's remarks on how the administration is doing everything it can. We're not responsible. Here's Laura Trump.
Of course, we want to take care of babies, Nancy Pelosi. No one is suggesting otherwise. But the fact that we have Americans that cannot find formula for their babies, and apparently there is a surplus on our southern border, is an issue for a lot of Americans. I think about the possibility that what if there's a Border Patrol agent whose family is struggling to find baby formula, yet he or she has to pass it out to illegal immigrants. That must be a really tough pill to swallow. That must be really hard if you're facing a situation like this.
Yeah, your own baby. You can't get formula for your baby, and yet you've got cans of it there, or bottles you're giving to illegals coming across. Well, you want to take care for children, but you want to take care of yours first. By the way, a Border Patrol agent died a couple of days ago. Car ran off into a ditch, but they're scattered so thin, no one knew he was missing for hours. Too late to get to him and save him. Coming up, a church hosting a drag queen event. Stand by. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So I want to share an article with you from The Federalist today talking about how Disney has been trying to deal with shareholders are really incensed. Disney stock plummeting, folks canceling their subscriptions and plans to go to Disney World because Disney World execs decided to chastise Governor DeSantis in Florida for helping pushed through a what they wanted you to believe is a Don't Say Gay bill, which is a lie. It is a parental rights bill that you cannot teach children in the state of Florida, K through third grade, any sex material. And third grade up or fourth grade up, it has to be with parents' permission, and they have a chance to review the material. So Disney's under attack. And they announced the other day they had just added only 1.5 million domestic subscribers as they're trying to increase their subscription on their streaming services because so many are canceling Disney because of those remarks. One group, director of Focus on the Family, plugged in, is providing parental reviews of popular entertainment, said Disney is embracing, quote, a progressive agenda, making some families willing to sacrifice Marvel, Star Wars, even Disney classics. He said, we've heard from many who are ready to cut the mouse house cord, even though it's still home to some really big franchises. Netflix, for years a target of parents' concern about titles, also doing the same thing. They're facing subscriber losses. Entertainment strategy guy, that's a blogger apparently, a former Hollywood professional, says the low barriers to entry have resulted in proliferation of smaller streamers. Sometimes they have a niche, sometimes they don't. The problem is, as they're pointing out, is that Disney is trying to come up with different ways to keep you under different titles, you know, that some might be a classic, some might be even faith-based, some might be just entertainment, some might be for everyone, which means your children are watching cartoons that are pushing transgenderism on them. Now, if you have it coming into your house, it's... I remember one time when my children were young, I want to say might have been 6 and 8. And I'm trying to describe the word tradition to them, what tradition is. I don't know how it came up in conversation. And they said, well, what is the tradition? I said, well, it's something where we always do as a family at a certain time, and it kind of becomes the thing we do on a particular day or night, something like that. And my six-year-old said, oh, you mean like we get pizza and watch Disney on Sundays? I said, perfect example. I'm not sure we'd be doing that nowadays. That tradition would be long gone. Give me the pizza, but not Disney. Not what they're putting up in some cases. And problem is Netflix and a lot of them have some good, decent programming and documentaries. But they also want to flood this other stuff in there. I watched one, take just a brief moment to tell you. On Netflix the other day, Operation Mincemeat. I wasn't sure what it was about. I thought it was a joke, a farce or something. Turns out it's based on a true World War II British effort that Churchill signed off on to try to persuade Hitler that British troops were not going to be where he thought they would be. They were going to be in another area. It's a very elaborate scheme, and it's, of course, got a lot of, liberties they took in developing characters, but the basic operation, Operation Mincemeat, pretty fantastic operation. All right, back to the subject at hand, and that is what's being put in front of your children. There's a church in Naples, Florida. This is the Naples United Church of Christ. They're holding a Youth Pride Conference later this month, intended for LGBTQ youth age 12 to 18, all-day event. Free breakfast and lunch, and a drag show from some of our local drag queens in the church. The outreach education coordinator for the Zebra Coalition will be giving a keynote address. The church is making it clear we're not sponsoring this. In other words, the church is not sponsoring it. So we're trying to make sure that you know we're not sponsoring it, but you're holding it in a house of worship. Pennsylvania, a school district had to apologize because the after-school club hosted a drag show. There are going to be some apologies needed here, but in this case, Those signing up have to acknowledge that the event is not affiliated with the Naples United Church of Christ. But we're hosting it. You can't walk that line. You cannot take a house of worship and turn it into a den of thieves. Didn't we see that in the Old Testament? And the New Testament? When Christ showed up and they were taking the temple and using it for betting and selling? Did we not learn anything? Well, I will remind you, our program sticks to our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.